4, ZLE, mobile.
Morning, Anthony, Miss Angela, KN4, TFW.
I hope you're doing well this morning.
Yeah, she's here with me. We're headed to work.
Day for me, what is it for you?
What Friday for us. We're coming off of our long stretch, and then we'll be off for a few days after this afternoon.
Morning radio will be quiet, right?
Hope so. I'll probably definitely sleep in a little bit in the morning.
Probably sleep past 6 on my day off.
I wish I could get up much earlier than what I do, but I deal with a doggone sleep apnea, so that makes it a little bit harder. But then I got to check my honeydew list, too, see what you got set up for me to do.
This weekend was going and moving a bunch of furniture from our aunt's house and then rearranging a upstairs bedroom and taking furniture down and taking it up. Then I got to do my list this weekend is catch up on cutting the grass.
I'll take a day and cut our grass again, too. Then I think Friday we're going to help her best friend move into her new home and stuff. So definitely got a few things on the list.
Right now it's tall enough, I'm going to have to cut it twice or else it's going to look terrible.
Damn that. I got a pretty good size lawn tractor. It's got a 54-inch cut and stuff on it, so I cut it fairly quick, but even with that big old machine, the grass is wet at all. It gives it a bit. And with all the rain and stuff we've had here lately, it stays pretty wet early in the morning. And plus, too, we got a doggone Brad repair tree limb done broke down. I'm going to clean it up, too.
Last year, I just whittled it up, cut it down, burned it up, finally got tired of it.
This one had a limb come off of it, but I think it's getting so big now, I think it's going to start to get weak, so I think we'll go ahead and completely take it out as well.
I topped mine about every 4 or 5 years, that way it kept good shape, and that, it was all right, we like to sit on the porch. And it just blocked a lot of sun, especially in the wintertime, from sitting on the porch. So we just went ahead and did away with it. Plus, the field behind me has got a lot of those, you know, crosses between Bradford Fair and something else. And so they just take over the whole field.
They definitely cause a mess, that's for sure. We've got two. You know, I think I'll probably end up taking them both out and just put something in this place yet. KQ4ZLE for ID.
For TFW, did yours have the little pears on them?
I think about marble size. It's loaded down with them. The whole thing get all over the driveway and everything else.
The winter birds that pass through, they really loved it. They pick it clean in the whole subdivision.
Get ours too. We out here on the lake, so we got a lot of other critters and stuff. But I think the squirrels even eat the doggone thing if I ain't mistaken.
Even this morning I can get on the interstate. Man, looks like something must be up on the other side. A lot of traffic on the southbound side.
They're clear. North and southbound, I haven't passed any construction yet. But they were working on it just evening when we come through. But yeah, I'll be glad they finally get it done. Painting the butt while they're doing it, but at least it will be nice when they're done with it.
Did they ever get done with 85? I know they were working on it when I was in school. That was 1978.
I think they're getting close. Just a wild guess, but I think they're getting close. I worked EMS on this Anderson County stretch during the time period. I came through multi-lanes, or added lanes to it, I guess you'd say. Man, I run some of the worst, fiery, worst wrecks and stuff I've dealt with in my career up down through here.
Now, I think they stalled it off. They're supposed to start next year, but they stalled it off until, I think, 2030 was adding another lane from, like, down there about the 35 all the way up here to, like, the 68.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that one. Of course, I kind of been out. Would add more to it on down further. But who knows what in the world they're going to end up doing.
Blocking my sunrise this morning.
Pretty cloudy down this way, too. Looks like it's actually going to start raining, but the daylight's finally starting to break through a little bit.